Imagine holding planet Earth in the palm of your hand, with no regard for your place of birth or claim to any land. The only thing between us now is the truth we understand. If planet Earth was in the palm of your hand, for now, what will they say about us here? Did we care for the water and the fragile atmosphere? There are only two kind of folk and the difference they make. The ones that give and the ones that take. Just like the countless bodies revolve around the sun, planet Earth must now commit to balance with the one that caused it all to be. Within the sea's kingdom come, so shall it be written, shall be sung. Imagine you could rid the earth of anyone you choose. Which ones would you need the most, and which ones would you lose? Do we want to judge another, lest we be judged too? Careful now, the next one might be you.
Senate agreement will most likely depend on how successful the Air Force can be in lobbying against the idea and on the decision of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, whose office revealed last Wednesday that he has brain cancer. Quote, Senator McCain rules the committee with an iron hand, so a lot of it will be his decision, unquote, from Mr. Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas and chairman of the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee on Air and Land Power, said, speaking before news broke about Mr. McCain's diagnosis. I'm skeptical, said Brian Whedon, director of program planning for Secure World Foundation, an organization that studies the international use of space, said of Space Corps' chances of success. Quote, the Senate doesn't seem to be a fan, unquote. The bureaucratic conundrum over how to manage space stems from a congressional commission led by Donald L. Rumsfeld before his appointment as defense secretary in the George W. Bush administration. In its final report, the commission warned that the United States was an attractive candidate for a space Pearl Harbor. Unquote. Mr. Rumsfeld, during his tenure as defense secretary, continued to push for an overhaul of the Pentagon's space initiatives, which are spread across multiple branches. Possible solutions debated in the space community, Mr. Whedon said, include expansion into a separate branch equivalent to the Air Force, or the creation of a space guard, which would offer safety and law enforcement support similar to that of the Coast Guard. Quote, there are elements of global space war already happening, Mr. Whedon said, citing a Russian and Chinese presence in space, and even signal jammers from North Korea. What hasn't happened, he said, is the kinetic part, blowing up satellites, unquote. And this article is written by Emily Cochran, titled, Forces Align Against Military Branch, Envision to Win Wars in Space. Plenty of skeptics at the Pentagon, and this is from the New York Times of July 26, 2017. Just like the countless bodies that revolve around, now it's not ready to balance. this regard, let's not forget what Margaret Cheney learned as her book was going to print in 1981. Quote from Tesla Man Out of Time. Lambert Dolphin, assistant director of the Radio Physics Laboratory at SRI International, has studied the inventor's work and his ball lightning research for two decades. He points out that the fields of knowledge of both physics and electrical engineering have grown exponentially since about 1930. Tesla, Dolphin believes, quote, may have had intuitive insight into lasers and high-energy particle beams, as well as ultra-high-voltage phenomena. But now that we understand all the physics much more, we can easily evaluate many of his extravagant later-life claims. Unquote. In fact, there's no good evidence to suggest that Tesla anticipated lasers, and we disputed that a bit in an earlier show. So please revisit that show of July 10, 2016. His teleforce rays, says Margaret, seem to have been concerned exclusively with high-energy particle beams. Nevertheless, Tesla's work with high voltages to accelerate charged particles does seem to have been decidedly in what is now the mainstream of physical research. As this book goes to press, the Pentagon is studying the creation of a new branch of the armed services to be known as the U.S. Space Command, whose primary arsenal will consist of laser and particle beam weapons fired from space battleships. In prose not unlike Tesla's own, a Department of Defense fact sheet compares particle beams to directed lightning bolts, although without explicitly admitting that such a weapon has in fact been developed. And as I said, this was originally discussed in our show of July 10, 2016. That should place the amusement of the Secretary of Defense in its proper context.
Imagine sending your firstborn off to